Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
All right, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It is time to talk about the hair. It's the second Monday of the month, and we have Candace Thomas with us again. Good morning, Candace. How you doing?
Good morning, Gretchen. How are you doing?
So, I know you're kind of just getting settled in, and you've been traveling the world, so welcome back. Thanks for taking the time out with us. So, how you doing? You good?
Doing good. I went out in the Keys to Key West, and I can tell you the sun really did do it. The salt water in and out of the pool, the sun hit a number on my hair. So I would do some. I'm fixing on that in my skin, so it was fun though.
Yeah.
Get back to normal.
Bad reality.
Right.
So what are we addressing today? I know we got a few things we want to look into.
I think one of the things that we can address is one of the topics that you sent me was about negative grading for transitioning to hair loss.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about braiding. Braiding and hair loss, it coincides together. Normally it coincides together because of the tendon that's pulled on the hair, especially as we get older. The weird thing about this is that the gray hair that grows in is a little wiring resistant, right? But then when we get a little bit of that pepper, that black hair or darker hair from the gray, it's not as strong as the gray hair, which is ironic. So
yeah,
braiding just adds too much tension to the hair, to the scalp, which causes it to you to develop a form of alopecia. So as we age, we have to be careful on the type of braids that you do get and the braider. You have to go to someone who's not so tension heavy with the tension. Like I know a girl who does really beautiful braids, and I'm on a tender head side.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't, you know, I don't have to wake up in the next morning with a headache because my braids hurt so bad. So she doesn't go on the hair, and when I went to her the last two times, I noticed that I didn't have as much shedding when I would remove the braids compared to other people who I've gotten my hair done from, and I feel like my whole hairline fell out, you know? So I think a lot of it is based on not just, like, the growth pattern of our hair, but on the person who's doing it. Who's the person who's providing the braids on you, and do you know if they have good hard tension or not, you know? So I think that's something that we need to take in consideration is who is the one braiding our hair.
The other thing too, since we're talking about braids, is you gave a tip before in terms of what you should consider when you're choosing your braids in terms of the type of braids, and also in terms of the color and matching it up to your hair so it doesn't look so off.
You're right. So I know we like to play with color. I say when it comes to color of the braids, give something that's a nasty. So, like, for example, if you have black hair, but you want to play with red, have your braider incorporate the black hair first, and then maybe blending it down to the red, so that way it's not so noticeable at the root when you have, like, your natural intermixed with the braid, with the actual braiding hair. If you have salt and pepper hair, you know, get a little bit of that braiding hair that has a little bit of salt in there. So that way when you braid it in, it just looks more natural. I do think braids are beautiful. I do think braids serve a purpose. But if you're in and out of the water in the summer, ladies, and some gentlemen, braids aren't for you.
I was going to ask that because I think a lot of times people think that this is the time of year to get the braids because they think they're low maintenance and stuff, and I don't have to worry about it if I go in the water and stuff, and that's just totally opposite the case.
It's too heavy. I know one of the complaints, my husband has dreadlocks. One of the complaints that he had over this past week on vacation is how heavy his dreads will get when they would get water in them, you know? So I can only imagine, you know, I got braids down, you know, down my back, past my my behind or a little bit, you know, longer than that, and I get them all wet with water. Imagine the tension that those braids are now putting on my scalp because of how heavy they are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they won't last as long. And then you can't dry them properly because then your hair is going to mildew.
Right.
So all you got to take in consideration when you get them, like, what's your activity like? Are you going to be going to the beach? There's a difference with African-Americans going to the beach. We go to the beach just to look cute, or do we go in the water? Now, if you're going to the beach to look cute, maybe you can rock some braids and it'll be okay. But if you're planning on getting in the water, going surfboarding, boogie boarding, paddle boarding, jet skis, whatever the case may be, I don't think single braids will be the right route for you. Maybe the right route for you could be cornrows because it doesn't add as much tension as less hair, but not like individual braids.
Okay. All right, gotcha. Yeah. So, you've got to keep them clean because, it will smell. And then the thing you got to think about, too, depending on you know, what you're using in your hair, it attracts things like, if you're in some place where there's a lot of heavy cigarette smoke and stuff like that, that stuff gets caught up in your hair, you know, any that type of stuff. And so you've got to be careful with that.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so watch the braids this time of year, you know. Also, too, sometimes when you have braids, even with the you were talking about cornrows, that kind of exposes your scalp a little bit, and that's kind of not something you really want to be doing this type of year either, right, this time of year.
You're right, because they really don't make sunscreen for the scalp like that. I end up spraying on my son's scalp the sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
I spent all over his scalp this past week because he wears a short shave cut, you know, just so he can get sunburned. And sure enough, he still got sunburned.
Oh, my.
And on his hairline because I didn't think to get the hairline with the sunscreen. So that's some things we just have to really pay attention because this heat, y'all, is no joke. Especially if you're in Florida. And, take into consideration, too, when you're out on the water in the sun, it's even worse because the sun is reflecting off of the water.
Right.
Then it's coming on you. So not only you're getting direct sun, but you're getting reflection sun. And you are more, susceptible to sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
My son around his hairline, you know, I didn't put any sunscreen there. I put it on the back of his head, not his hairline, and that's where it's peeling at the first, like right now. because of the sun being sunburned in the area, like in his ears. You have to be careful. You know, I had a client, male client, and he came to me for a regular basis. This is why you should see the same person, because they notice things about you. Well, I noticed above his right ear, I think that's his driving side. No, his left ear.
Yeah.
Where you in the window. And a little spot was like forming right above in the hairline, like right above the ear in the hairline. And I said something to him. I said, this is not looking normal. Last time I've been seeing this, the last couple of haircuts, and it's growing. I think you should go see a dermatologist. You know how men are. Oh,
yeah.
It's okay. So I was like, oh, I don't think it's okay. I think you need to go see a dermatologist. So I contacted his wife because, you know, I saw him a couple more times and it got bigger. Contacted his wife and I said, hey, I normally don't do this and I don't overstep my boundaries, but I really feel like he needs to go see a dermatologist because the spot, it's in his hair, but it's growing and I feel like it could be cancerous. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But I just don't think this is normal. So she said, okay. So she made the appointment. Sure enough, it was melanoma. It was melanoma. And he was half African-American, half white. So it was biracial. And he developed melanoma on his skin and in his hair above his ear. So, yeah, we got to take the sun a little serious because it can attack anybody, not just for our Caucasian counterparts, but any one of us, you know?
Well, they were just saying on the news about how last month was the hottest May that we've had in about a century.
I believe it.
Over a century. Yeah. And I believe it because it just like, wait a minute, it's not August yet. It was a little bit too warm. Yeah, so
it came out of nowhere, you know.
Yeah. And like you said, you've got to watch because I do notice certain things on my skin, on my the side that I drive on. If you're a person that drives a lot, there is a difference. There's a definite difference. You know. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, some people react to it different. Some people, they, you know, like for me, if I get too much sun, I start getting these light spots on my skin.
Mm-hmm.
And some people get darker, and, you know, people heal. But nowadays, it's, you know, our skin is not used to being out in these temperatures like this. So you just got to protect not only your skin, your hair, too, because my ends are rough. I feel like a little cotton ball right now.
Yeah.
You know?
But they do have some products out there now, though, with sunscreen, right? Like, I actually I was going through the aisle recently in Walmart, and there was this thing. I was looking at some of the men's stuff for my husband, and there was even this, I think, for beards or whatever, but it had it was a cream or something or with some sunscreen in it. You know, so I know there are a few products out there that do have sunscreen.
Some, but a lot of them is marketed UV protection, UV this. It doesn't really say. Some of them do. Some of them don't really have an SPF. You know what I mean? Like, they'll say, oh, it helps block against the UV, really to help protect your color. But it doesn't necessarily help protect your skin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. So, bottom line is that you just got to kind of strike a balance. You've got to watch. You need the sun because you need the nutrients from the sun. But at the same time, you do have to kind of watch, you know, how long you're staying out there, what you're putting on your skin. You even got to watch. You got to protect your eyes, too. That's crucial.
You have to protect your eyes. So I do say, like, don't take this and not have fun this summer. Do have fun. if I'm going to be in the sun, I'm going to be in somebody's water, you know. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of balance it out. But at the same time, I do have to remember, okay, like, let me put on sunscreen. Let me get in my hairline. How am I wearing my hair? Am I going to wear a headband? Am I going to wear a hat today? How can I style my hair for the hat? That's my issue. I'm natural, so a lot of hats don't, you know, fit me nicely. So I have to style my hair for the hat. But will this hat be coming off? Do I need to put some more on my hairline? Do I need to put some sunscreen inside? Towards the end of the trip, I was taking that SPF 50 going into the hairline with it and not really caring about my hair at my edges. Because at the end of the day, as long as I have a healthy scalp, I'm going to produce healthy hair. That's the theory, right? So
right, exactly.
So let me.
And I know you, one of the things you say too is and not just this time of year, but it's actually more crucial this time of year though. We need to be doing it at all times is to make sure we are hydrated. And you said that our hair is like a telltale sign whether or not we've been drinking enough water too.
It is. You might not notice it. You will notice it. Like if you're starting to see a little bit more flakage, if you feel like your hair is dry, if it's dry at the root, you're not taking enough water in. You know what I mean? If you're out in that heat and you don't feel a drop of sweat, and there's people who are naturally that way, but if you don't feel the moisture on your scalp, and you've been out in the sun for at least 30 minutes, you don't feel that, you are dehydrated. You might be, or starting to get there.
And see, I'm trying not to complain, but, you know, lately I've been, I'm like, oh, God, I'm sweating in my hair. I'm like, ugh. But, you know, I mean, I guess that's a healthy sign, but it's not what you want to have happening half the time. So you kind of got to find the right hairstyle to accommodate that, too.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, Candace. We're here with Candace Thomas. Please, if you have questions for Candace, the number is 516-387-1944. This is our day. We have all the questions about hair, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. This is G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar. Or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are talking hair care with Candace Thomas. How you doing? Tell us what's going on. We've been talking a little bit about some of your experiences with hair care and stuff like that. But I know I didn't send you that article. I'm not even going to talk about that. So I'm going to go on to something else. But we were talking about just you know, how you've got to protect your hair from the heat and things you need to do from that. So, but I saw an article I think I sent you too about someone was talking about the old hot combs and stuff like that. Now, but some people still use them, right?
Yeah, I still have one.
I found a couple of my mother's old ones.
I don't use the ones that you put on the stove. I have an electric one.
Okay.
Where it can gauge the heat. Again, I am, believe it or not, on the tenderhead side. And so I have these flashbacks of not good memories of a hot comb being used on me. But I use it when I would go get my hair blown out and straightened. And for me, it actually kept my roots a little straighter for me because I am a natural. I do my hair on the natural side. I don't think anything's wrong with hot combs. I do think it's wrong to use them if you don't know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
So I guess, one of my questions would be, do you use any type of heat protectant?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay. Okay.
Right. I use a heat protectant on it. Because I feel like it's extreme heat onto that particular hair, you know.
Do the hot combs get as hot, the electric ones, do they get as hot as the ones you used to put on the stove?
No. No, they do not. I still have an old school. You remember those ovens that we used, they used to use back in the
yeah.
day? And they still use it. I have
kind
one.
Of a rectangular oven that you stick it into. Yeah, yeah.
Those ovens get up to, like, 550 degrees.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So you always had the white towel next to it. You had to put it on the white towel and let it cool off before you can even use it on the head. Like, those things got so hot that if you even touch the hair and it's too hot, it will burn
mm-hmm.
the hair off instantly. Right?
Yeah, right.
The electric ones don't get that hot. They don't get so hot
okay.
where if you touch your hair, it burns off. Like, I've seen it because in order for me to practice using them, I think I was the last class when I went through beauty school that taught using the oven. So I was the last class that learned that technique. And the technique is good for certain situations. Am I still scared of them? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But do I have them? Yes. Have I used them? I probably haven't even used it in the last maybe 5 years. Mind you, I've only been doing it for 10. So
mm-hmm.
the last 5 years, I haven't even touched the oven. I don't even know where they're at. Speaking of that, but anyway, I've seen it burn off mannequin hair. Now, mannequin hair is half polymer, half human, it will
mm-hmm.
send the whole thing straight off. So imagine what they're doing to you. Now the electric ones, they don't do that. They're not designed to get that hot to where if I put it on my head,
mm-hmm.
I can see it singe. You know what I mean? I've never had that
mm-hmm.
happen on personal
okay.
or if I've used it on someone else. So good riddance for that. Like, they don't get that hot. Now, the old school ones, if you put it on your eye of your stove,
mm-hmm.
if you're, let's look at the old school stoves, not the flat top ones, but the ones that, you know, with the eye burner.
Right.
If that burner turns orange, and that's a metal polymer there, turns
mm-hmm.
orange and you have that hot comb on there, you don't know
right.
how hot that is. So, yes, it could burn them. I wouldn't trust that. I would trust the electric one. So I think my electric one goes up to 450, which is the average high heat for, you know, electric hot tools anyway. The difference
mm-hmm.
between a flat iron and a straightening comb is a flat iron, I would have to say a flat iron is a little bit more invasive than a hot comb. And here's why. The flat iron has two metals that's pressing against the hair strand versus a hot comb. You're kind of just, you know, straightening while combing. It's not two metals that's pressing against it. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, like, if you're just trying to straighten the hair and you really don't want to, like, style it in a style like a flat iron or curling iron, maybe a straight comb might be for you. If you're just trying to, like, you know, get some smoothness to it, but not necessarily a style. Or if you're trying to maintain a style, like your roots, like, for example, if you're natural, get your hair blown out, flat iron, silk press, you know, and you're trying to keep that up, maybe using the straight comb on your roots versus a flat iron. Like, I could see that.
Okay. All right.
So I do think in some ways it's a little bit better than a flat iron, a hot comb is, because of how it's designed. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, with your electric hot comb, how long do you keep it on your hair? Because I know you and I had a discussion, not necessarily about the hot comb, but when I was in recently, about how long you keep, what temperature you turn these products to, the ones that have an adjustable temperature, and then how long you actually keep it on a hair. And you, one of the things you said, it depended on, I guess, what, I guess, how, I guess, hard of a, I mean, my terminology may be wrong, but I was going to say how hard or how stiff or how much of a hold that you want in terms of the curl?
I think it, yes, it depends on the desired look. So,
okay,
for a hot comb, based on how I use it, I don't keep it on it that long because I'm really only using it for my roots.
Okay.
I don't need it for the rest of my hair.
Okay.
So, like, I would probably use it, 9 times out of 10, I would use it at night to when I get ready to wrap it, because throughout the day, the moisture of the hair, the roots are going to come up, you know, it's going to get the texture back in it because of the humidity, whatever case I'm doing. And then right before I go to bed, I will hot comb my roots. And it's not even on that long because I can feel the heat on my scalp, and I don't want to burn myself. So it's real quick, I feel, and I might do multiple mini passes. So when I mean multiple, maybe like 4 passes in each section, but really fast because I don't want to feel that heat. Okay, with a hot comb. Now with a flat iron, 9 times out of 10, you want to get a bend. Well, most people want to get a bend, or they want to get rid of the bend. Me, I like the bend. So I'm trying to get a bend to my hair. So I might make the pass a little bit longer, but I'll have the heat less. So less amount of heat, the more passes you can do. So if you have your flat iron turned up to, like, max 450, you really shouldn't be doing that many passes. You know what I mean? You should take smaller sections and allow one good pass to go through with a little bit of like a light oil, so like maybe like a Moroccan oil or dry oil or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because then the oil will help with the glide of the flat iron through the hair. If you want it to be curled, if you're using a curling iron, you know, I'm waiting on the feel. I look for feel, like how the hair feels in the iron. If the hair is getting too warm, then I'm going to take the iron out. And I try not to do multiple passes, because the more passes you do for a curl, the less curl you're going to get. You know what I mean?
Right.
So sometimes you can mess up the style by doing too many passes. And then all the hair is going to do is be too limp. It's not going to do anything. So the less is actually more, especially if you're looking for volume and body, less is more. Less passes should give you a better curl and a better hold. The more passes you do for curl, the less curl you're going to get, the straighter it's going to be.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, goodness gracious. All right. Yeah, because we took the other one late, so we've got to take another quick break. I'm here with Candace Thomas, our hair care, our stylist extraordinaire. We are talking, we're talking about heat and hair right now, but we're going to talk about some other things. And if you have questions, the number is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Gretchen Dimp Simmons with Farrell Realty, but you know me as G from G's Power Hour.
Much of the time when I'm not engaging with you on my show, I'm dealing in real estate in beautiful Central Florida. But because I'm here, that doesn't mean I can't help you wherever you are. So if you're looking to buy, invest, relocate, rent, or sell, please give me a call at 407-968-9387. That's 407-968-9387. And let me help you with your real estate needs.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now a song for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
New Swiffer Sweeper is redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer, clean better or your money back, guaranteed.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are talking hair care with Candace Thomas. Candace, I saw a couple of things. There were two separate articles, but actually two or three separate articles, dealing a lot with hair loss. Yeah, I was kind of surprised to see this, you know, one was about eyebrows, another one was about different products and stuff for, you know, to try to regain hair or for hair growth. And I think another one was about waking up and finding all his hair on the pillow and stuff like that. With the people that come to you, how many of them have any type of regular hair loss issue that you're having to help them deal with?
Over the years, it's grown. And I think, you know, when I first got started in this, I guess I didn't know my clients as well. You know, you're just building a clientele, so you don't really know. But as you
right.
get to know, and as you grow together, you learn things about them. So I know, like, one of my clients, she has lupus. And she has good days and bad days. And she has gotten a lot of hair loss from it. I have another client that has a severe iron deficiency. So she has hair loss. I have another client that she had a brain surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever they cut into it, it grows hair, but it just never gets past a certain length, and it sheds real easily in that area. Mm. So it's more common than we think. And I think also it's a little bit more common because we are in a different time, a different period of our life, in a sense of like what we know what beauty, how beauty is.
Mm-hmm.
And we're more aware of things than it was when we were older. I mean, you know, growing, getting older. So I remember my grandparents, they really weren't concerned about the hair loss. Like they didn't really, I guess we're more vain now, hence why we are more noticing it more so now than we were before.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was just curious, though, if a lot of it also has to do with diet and lifestyle changes.
I do think it is. I think it all works together, all correlates together. I do think a lot of it is diet. I do. I know for me, when I had my diabetes scare,
mm-hmm.
going into it, I lost a lot of hair before I realized what was going on. And I lost a lot of hair in the back.
Yeah.
So I had to keep a certain haircut to keep it looking full, but it still doesn't really grow like I want it to. Even though now
mm-hmm.
everything's regulated, everything's better, and my diet's better. But, again, you're not going to see the fruits of that labor until you get a little bit more growth, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It takes 2 months on average to grow an inch of hair. I'm noticing it in my nails how much better I'm doing because I can see it. I don't.
Okay.
I'm not noticing it, and I am noticing it in my eyebrows because I didn't have to get my eyebrows done so long to where now I'm having to get them waxed more often, which says something, right?
Right.
So the diet plan that I am doing is working. I'm not yet noticing it on my head. So I do feel like diet and exercise, water intake really does have its play on things, on how our body reacts to it. And you got also take in consideration too, the stuff that's in our food than what it was, what even 20 years ago.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the preservatives that's in it. I read an article the other day where they're taking this ingredient. I'm going to do more research for you, so I'll have more information. But they're taking the ingredient out of hair color called PBA. And we all know about EVA, right? That's this chemical that's in plastic bottles. That's not good for us.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Well, this is a preservative that's in hair colors, in all hair colors. Except for the natural ones, like Aveda or this line called Pope Riot, Davinet, those are really good Nuvo. Those are all good hair products that you can use that doesn't have the PBA product in it. But it's come back to tell us that the PBA is causing some hair loss on people, right?
Mm.
Now, if you've worked with me, if you ever got your hair done with me, I've never used anything hair color-wise that's been non-natural based. So I'll always use a natural hair product on most of my guests. Other than henna, I don't really use henna, and I like henna for other reasons. But it doesn't have PBA. I've never used PBA. That's why I really don't know about the ingredient. But other brands do use it because it's a color preservative. That's what allows to keep the color in the tube lasting longer before the oxygen can hit it before it gets on your head. It has a longer shelf life. Box color has PVA in it. They're slowly phasing it out of product, meaning it's going to take about a good 6 months for you to buy it on retail without the ingredient in there. So you can go to Walmart right now and buy a box that doesn't have PVA in there. Now, 6 months from now, you're going to go to Walmart and buy that same box color. Hopefully, they sold out of it. You know, buy the same box color. It's not going to have a PBA in it. What is it going to do for you if it doesn't have PBA? It might not cover your gray like you were used to it covering. But it's healthier for you. So, yes,
okay.
Lifestyle. You know, hair loss is lifestyle. But sometimes it's stuff that we do that we don't realize that's hindering us. Like, how many of us knew about the PVA that's in the hair color product? I didn't know about it. I'm in the industry, but I don't use it. I don't use products that have it in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the differences of what it did for other products and what it would do for you and how it does cause hair loss, you know what I mean? Like, so there's just some things that we don't know with our lifestyle that's going to cause hair loss. Like, you're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't. And the best way we can protect ourselves and to help promote healthy hair growth is really researching the stuff that we're intaking in our body. You know what I mean? Like, you know, what does this ingredient do for me? What does this ingredient do for me? And what does this ingredient do for me? And you can do deeper. We did this Ancestry.com thing. And so I realized how a certain element in my body and based on where my lineage comes from, like, you know, Native American, African American from Ghana, da 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 da, and you can pick up different things and what you can do based on that. I think that would be a great tool if we all just kind of knew where exactly you, what you're made of. I think it would be easier to shop around to find something that for you. Because what I could recommend for me may not do nothing for you. Like, your hair is going to make me laugh at it. And then you can say, oh, girl, I use this. And I could be like, girl, I tried it. It don't even work because it's not for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's why you see so many, it's hard. You see so many more products out on the shelf, you know, and it's like you stand up there and just kind of glaze over because you're trying to figure out which one is supposed to be the right one for you.
Right. It's so much. I was talking to a mentor of mine because I'm changing some things, and they're saying that if you know how to create volume, all volume products are going to do the same thing. All curly products are designed to do the same thing. You just got to find the right thing for your chemical makeup, for your hair, for your skin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think everybody's totally different. We're just trying to figure out what works. But check out that PBA thing, guys. Don't, you know, look and see what's in your product. If it has that in there, I definitely wouldn't use it.
Yeah, because I had no idea that there were PBAs in a lot of those products. Yeah, so.
A lot of them.
Yeah. Wow. So now, in addition to PBAs, what other things should we be looking out for in terms of our hair care products?
Also check out the how organic is it? That's the new question of a lot of people's minds.
Yeah.
What is it made of? How organic is it? So I've started taking some of the products that they say is organic. They're really testing it to see if it's organic, like researching all the stuff that's in there, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Organic, so the definition of organic to me is really meaning that it's made out of biodegradable stuff. There's no chemical byproduct in it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But is that true across the board? No. Half of the products that says they're organic are not organic. Don't get fooled by that label.
So now, the thing about it, though, too, also, even if you're trying to you find a product that's organic, that is truly organic, the cost of some of these products are just a little bit crazy.
Amen.
You know, you know, it's like, okay, you kind of want to read the label and say, okay, what can I do? Can I go in my kitchen and make this stuff up, you know, and how much would it cost me to do it?
You can go in your kitchen. That's if it's organic, you should be able to make that in your kitchen.
Okay? Right.
Exactly. You should be able to make your organic flaxseed aloe gel in your kitchen. That's what I mean by organic. For example, I love a apple cider vinegar rinse. I love doing them. And they're on the market for sale now, right? So I decided to buy one. And I normally make my own blend. So I'll tell you my blend. My blend is one part apple cider vinegar, two parts water, a little bit of coconut oil and olive oil. And grapeseed oil. That's it. Okay? I shake it up in a little bottle. I put it on my scalp. I kind of let it sit there for a little bit, do what it needs to do, and then I rinse it out, and then I do a shampoo conditioner as normal. Okay. I bought the product. It said it has that in it, and it said it has those ingredients in it. It didn't do nothing on what I normally make from the grocery store when I buy the stuff from grocery store or Whole Foods. It didn't do what it was supposed to do. Come to find out, it wasn't all apple cider vinegar. It was some other entities in there that didn't matter. It didn't do what I was supposed to do, what I'm used to it doing. It didn't clean my scalp like I wanted it to do. It didn't moisturize like I wanted it to do. It didn't do anything because it had other byproducts in there. So And it says organic on the bottle. I thought I was being easy on myself. Let me buy it. I don't feel like making it. Let me be a little lazy. And now I still make it because that kind of shaped my mind. So just because it says it's organic, that's the one thing I can honestly say, and I'm learning that. If it says organic, research and make sure that it is.
Yeah, yeah. We've got to get a little less lazy about the things that are supposed to be good for us on the outside and on the inside. We really got to start. Reading is fundamental. You got to start doing that. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about daddies a little bit because, you know, Father's Day is right around the corner, and we don't want to shortchange our fathers out there. So we're going to talk a little bit more with Candace Thomas when we come back. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. The number's 516-387-1944, and we will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the argument. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chilling?
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us on this beautiful Monday afternoon. We're here with Candace Thomas talking about hair care, and we want to talk about our dads and keeping them together and helping. And so if you're looking at maybe trying to, let's say, take dad or get dad into a spa day, or maybe you want to help him get his grooming game a little bit together, we want to talk a little bit about how we can help dad out. So Candace, give us some pointers here. What should we be doing? What should our men be doing? What kind of habits should they be developing?
You know what I've noticed a lot of men have really been getting into in these catering products around this is good beard health, good beard mustache. That's the thing. So they're coming out with these products now that can give the hair on the skin really nice, feels good to the skin, feels good to the hair feels great, and beard grooming. So I think a great gift, especially to our dads who are a little bit behind the curve. I know my dad is a little bit behind the curve. He doesn't have a beard, but does grow one periodically. So I think it's still something good to kind of invest in if they shave, if they do wear the beard, and it helps with the grooming process. I feel like sometimes some guys just do the same soap that they use for their skin all over. So a beard grooming, beard oil.
I've noticed a lot of those out there too, you know, and like I said, I was even noticing one that had like a SPF in it. Because my husband has a beard. Every now and then he'll shave it down and stuff like that, but for the most part, you know, he has one, but, you know, and then there's some, I mean, most times I have to say, honestly, I don't even pay attention one way or the other, but other times I'm like, you're getting to look a little bit like Grizzly Adams. So, you know, you need to kind of dial it back a little bit too. Because, I mean, even if you want to grow a full beard or a long beard, you still have to kind of make it look where it's not getting out of control, right?
Right, you still got to control that hair. I don't know about your husband, but I know with some of my clients, male clients, that the beard on the hair, on the hair beard, is much more wiry and uncontrollable than the hair that's on their head.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs some oil. A good oil for men for their beards is a petroleum oil, maybe like a tea tree rosemary oil, something
mm-hmm.
like that. Lavender vanilla. I know they don't want to smell like it, but it's a nice oil for the feet. So even if you just like, hey, Dad, I got you this oil, try it on your beard hair, try the grooming, you know, doing this. I think that would be an easy, simple thing for our dad this holiday season. I know I got my husband, he wears a beard. I got
mm-hmm.
my husband, well, from Chad, I got him a beard kit. It comes with like a little cute little comb because my husband has been combing his beard. He spends more time grooming the beard than he does his hair.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
I've been asking around, and a lot of guys who do, you know, rock the beard spend more time getting the beard hair just right than the rest of the hair. They'll color the beard, but they won't color their hair. It's a phenomenon that we're in now. So beard health. There's a couple of things you can get on Amazon, just a kit, just to try it out. Which was
mm-hmm.
better than the other, I can't tell you. You know, I don't know, because I'm just now walking on into this as well. I know for my husband, his beard, he uses Jamaican castor oil on his beard. And it softens it just enough, and he cuts it. It just makes it look really nice, and it helps moisturize his face. Because I know one time he had to cut it down just a little bit on the side, and you can get those beard bumps, you know, the hair bumps. So the Jamaican castor oil, he said, just kind of softens the skin a little bit, so that way the hair doesn't grow within itself. So I said, okay, I didn't know that. That was an issue for you. He's like, yeah, I get a lot of razor bumps on the side of my little goatee. And I said, okay, well, that's glad to know. So then I say, you know, why don't you put a little oil there to help prevent the bumps, which works for men, especially if they do like a tight shave. So maybe just like, hey, let me introduce you to this kit. See how you like it. I think that would be an awesome holiday gift for this year. Just for grooming, beard.
Okay.
Beard.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because I have been looking at beard products, because, you know, I'm kind of wanting him. And I was thinking about what you were saying just now then about some of the products that people might be discouraged in terms of using because of the smell. But one of the things I was thinking about is that's something maybe that could put, is that something that maybe you could put on overnight or something like that? And then when you wash your face in the morning, at least maybe the smell isn't there so much, but maybe you've given your beard a good condition overnight.
Yeah, there is. I read an article a while back where, because facial mask doesn't do anything for the beard hair. It actually makes the beard hair worse. So you're going to put a mask, only put the mask on the skin part. You don't put the mask
mm-hmm.
on the hair. So if you want your hair to feel good, you have to treat that hair totally different. You have to treat it borderline with the hair on your head. So I think that's why we're now seeing more products now in 2019. About
mm-hmm.
beard, you know, grooming and beard health and the oils. So, like, if you're going to
mm-hmm.
get an oil conditioning because it's dry, maybe something like a vanilla lavender, because it helps with bringing moisture to the hair, versus mm-hmm. putting something like a mask, moisturizing mask that's clay based, that's
mm-hmm.
going to suck out all the impurities of the skin. But imagine what it's sucking out on your hair too. You know,
mm-hmm.
We want our skin to be nice, but we can't put facial masks on our head, because it's
right.
not going to do
You know what I mean? So you have to treat it like your hair.
Okay. All right. And then speaking of the hair on your head, too, should men stick with the same style all the time, or how often should they change it up? And you know, I guess you don't, I want to say benefits and drawbacks of that.
Because
men tend to be, it seems to be more creatures of habit. Women seem to want to change up things a little bit more, but are men kind of still saying, you know, they can wear the same hairstyle it seems for 20 years?
I think men will rock the same style for a while. I noticed the changing of men more so like the way they change the way they wear their facial hair. They may not change their overall style much, you know, but they may change the way, like, they may rock a beard in November and then cut it all the way off. And then, oh, I'm only going to rock a mustache. Oh, I'm going to only rock just a goatee. Oh, I'm just going to have just a little patch in the front on the chin. Or I'm going to do the full Monty. Like, I see them change that more often than their actual haircut. They may make subtle changes to the haircut. But I think a lot of men wear the same haircut because they're going through thinning hair issues.
Okay.
You know, like they, it's easier to keep the same look because they have, I noticed more recessional issues with men as they age versus younger men. So I think that has a lot of to do with it.
Speaking of that, and I know we said we were going to talk about daddies, but I guess let's just deal with it in general. A lot of the men, they will just go ahead and say, well, it's going anyway. Let's just shave it all off. So you have, you know, the ball has become not so much of an oddity as it used to be. You know, in fact, it's, you know, in some circles, having a man with a bald head is considered kind of sexy, you know, but you know, especially with this heat and stuff like that, you really have to look at protecting the scalp a lot now because the scalp is not used to being just totally exposed. You know, that's why you kind of have here to protect the scalp, I would say. So, what can we do if you're rocking, men or women rocking a bald style, but you know, need to kind of protect it?
Make sure that you treat like your skin. If you're going to rock a bald head, make sure you put sunscreen on it. Make sure you oil it. Make sure you protect it from the heat. Wear hats. Treat it like you would treat your face. Now, I have to say this. I say treat like you treat your face, but sometimes men don't treat their face properly either.
Okay. Let's talk about
that. I don't think they treat their face properly either. You know, they'll use the same washcloth that they use for their body, or you know, they'll use the same sponge. You know what I mean? So I think men need to go and really.
Sorry. Like, no, please, no. Okay, go ahead. Anyway,
I think men need to really, I guess, find someone, or if you have a wife, let her do these things for you. Like, let her guide you, a special somebody, guide you into the right direction so you can see the light. We want you all to look good just as much as you want us to look good. So, let us do it.
Yeah. Because if you want your woman to be, you know, kind of snuggling a little bit closer and stuff like that, you got to look good, you got to smell good, you got to feel good, you know. Candace, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today. Have a blessed day.
No problem. If you have any questions for me, you can hit me on Instagram at naturalcandy. You can DM me or you can email me at CLPHOMAS, the number 87 at live.com. That's CLThomas87 at live.com. So if you have any questions, by all means, I'm just one click away.
All righty. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Talk to you again next month, and tell your husband Happy Father's Day.
I will tell him.
All right. And thank you all for being with us. Join us all week, but Friday we're also going to talk a little bit about some Juneteenth celebrations that are coming up this weekend. So make sure you join us then. Have a blessed week, everyone. Talk to you tomorrow. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. And please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.
I'll be